Welcome to the Osiris Show of Entrepreneurship and Regional Development Podcast. Each publication in our journal is a great opportunity to share significant and audacious contributions to Lajidnia. My guest today is Mustafa Haj Youssef from Liverpool Business School and Annan Kassar School of Business. He recently published an article entitled The Impact of Big Five Personality Traits on Entrepreneurial Orientation. He co-authored this paper with Nagam Sayur, Nasser Valayeh, Iba Hussein, and Mustafa Harakay. It has been published in Entrepreneurship and Regional Development, a journal edited by Taylor and Francis. Mustafa, welcome to our podcast.
Good morning. Thank you, Vincent. Thank you very much for inviting me to the podcast.
Can you tell us, what is the origin of your paper? Why have you decided to address this particular topic? And what is the question you aim to answer?
Perfect. So basically, this whole project grew out of two things. First, a personal interaction with different entrepreneurs, having worked and did a lot of research in the Middle East. I saw a lot that most of entrepreneurs sometimes share similar personality and similar characteristics. They have similar individualities, while others differ significantly. So I was thinking, is it because of an industry thing? Is it an external factor that drives such distinction in terms of personality, or is it more about the individual person? Yet when you speak with them and you start to, you know, have a conversation with them, you realize that their entrepreneurial behavior is far more complex than just simply, you know, a single characteristic or a single trait. And having personally worked and, you know, lived in these countries, in Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and UAE, I can say confidence that there are lots of things that face entrepreneurs who are in this particular, who work and operate in this particular business environment. And the distinction is very clear between those who are locals, those who are homegrown, and those who are coming from overseas. And as we, Saudi Arabia has lots of, and currently is attracting a lot of entrepreneurs from overseas. Same thing for UAE and Jordan. So I wanted to really understand these differences, not only from a personality perspective, but also see this comparison between, on one hand, the local or the home entrepreneur and the international entrepreneur. Plus, when we did a lot of research, we started to realize that the literature is heavily focused on, you know, linear relationships and, you know, looking at each part of the personality trait and then seeing how this affects intention, how this affects the entrepreneurial behavior, etc. There was very little focus on what we call, you know, in configurations and phases, the recipe logic. You know, I always give this example to my students when discussing fuzzy set. You know, it's like, you know, eating the Lebanese, the favorite, the most popular Lebanese salad called fattoush. You don't know what makes it nice. Is it the fresh tomato? Is it the lettuce? Is it the pomegranate syrup? Is it the pomegranate itself? Is it, you know, the additional sauce that you put? It's just the combination that makes it very unique and very interesting. And this is why we thought it would be very interesting to apply this configurational perspective to understand which combination of traits really help and drive entrepreneurial orientation, specifically in these under-researched contexts.
What are the main contributions of your paper?
So, basically, I would say the main contributions are, first of all, theoretical, because we're presenting a new combination of different traits and how they play a role in driving the entrepreneurial orientation. And we're using entrepreneurial orientation at the individual level, which is a recent call by scholars that call for application of orientation at the individual level and moving away from the organizational aspect, and the configurational approach that we adopted, which provided a lot of pathways to show what are the different channels that would lead to increased and higher entrepreneurial orientation, and of course the distinction between the home and the international entrepreneurs. So we've got theoretical and methodological contributions in this sense.
What was for you the main theoretical, maybe methodological challenge or challenges in addressing such a question?
I'll start from a methodological perspective and say that we have a very large data set. We were lucky to have over 1,000 respondents for our work. And the way we collected data was, you know, very hands-on. So it was a little bit of challenging to get all these participants, you know, and get access to these participants, and also try to capture this complexity from a methodological perspective between the different relationships and the different variables that we have. From a theoretical perspective, it was because, as I said, most of the studies in the literature, they are very focused on this linear, you know, solo type of connection between variables and personality traits in particular and other entrepreneurial traits or behavior, whereas very few had this holistic configurational approach. So we're a little bit trying to find the right support from the literature in order to help us build and develop our study further. I think these are mostly what we perceived as the main methodological and theoretical challenges.
During your research journey, what was your biggest surprise or maybe the most counterintuitive result?
To be honest, the most surprising finding was that even if you have very low levels of all the personality traits, this still can lead to some sort of high entrepreneurial orientation. So even if you don't have, you know, I don't know, high on openness to experience, not very high on extroversion and other personality traits, you still have some sort of entrepreneurial orientation. That was really a surprising thing. At first glance, was like, really? What did we do here? Is there something wrong? And then we started to look a little bit deeper into this. And then we thought, okay, maybe the context here compensate for the personality. And especially that is the case for when we're talking about home local entrepreneurs. Because if you look at it, Middle East and the region, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and UAE, in terms of countries, they are very family-oriented. You're talking about a lot of support, family support. You rely a lot on informal networks as opposed to formal networks. And you have a lot of what we call, you know, necessity entrepreneurs. So this, I think, what has compensated on, you know, the finding that we don't, with low levels of personality traits will still lead to some sort of entrepreneurial orientation.
What are the main implications of your work for entrepreneurs, managers, policymakers, practitioners in general?
Okay, so in terms of implications, I would say for entrepreneurs is basically understanding the strengths of the entrepreneur. So as an individual entrepreneur, what you really want to know is that you need to significantly understand your strengths and build teams in partnership or partnerships that actually complement your personality in the first instance in order to help you drive your actual business. Because again, within such context, the type of relationship, because it's mainly informal, would necessitate that you have an emotional aspect added to it. So a very personal aspect added to it. And accordingly, knowing exactly what your personality is and what other personalities are, so you can, you know, match yourself with someone who has similar personality to you, then that would be very, very useful and helpful in order to support and grow your business. For policymakers, you know, we're talking about, the thing is, in the Middle East in general, and in these countries in particular, when we're talking about an initiative and to support entrepreneurship or to help people start their own business and set up their own business, we find that, you know, most of these programs are just, you know, one size fit all, which is not the case. That doesn't work like this, especially in such context where you have a lot of diversity, not in terms of culture only, but diversity in terms of background, in terms of personality, in terms of the foundations of the individual. And we thought that, you know, that these programs would be different for home entrepreneurs as opposed to international entrepreneurs. So for all home entrepreneurs, the focus should be more on enhancing the collaboration, planning, how you can use resource management techniques to help you manage your resources, etc. But for home, for international entrepreneurs, one important thing is adaptability. So how the host countries would create adaptive systems for international entrepreneurs to come in their country and, you know, operate cross-cultural communication of initiatives, networking, which is key, because we found that, you know, these international entrepreneurs, they lack this type of networking, especially because they are operating in a distinct environment than their home country. So it's really about how you can provide the support for entrepreneurs, but based on their individualities, as opposed to having a one-size-fits-all.
Thanks a lot, Mustafa, for participating to our show and presenting your paper entitled The Impact of Big Five Personality Traits on Entrepreneurial Orientation. All our podcasts are available on entrepreneurship-erd.com and on the main podcast platforms.